Okay, Rabotai. Today's daf is daf Nun Beis. We'll start from the second line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, the Sabri Beis Shammai, the Birchas Hayoyim Adifa. What is this all about? Let's take a quick look back at the Mishnah on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we see that the Mishnah began that there are a number of machoikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Suda, and the first one is, when you make Kiddush on Shabbos, especially on Friday night, what is the order? Says Bishamay Mavorchan al Hayoyim, Fa'akach Mavorch al Hayayim, which would mean you would first make the bracha and end off Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos, and then make the Boyer Priya Gofen. Or Beisul Omen Baruch al Hayayim, first you make the bracha al Hayayim, Boyer Priya Gofen, Yachach Mavorch al Hayoyim, you make Mekadosh Shabbos. And as we all know, we Paskin and our minig is like Beis Hillel. And we're going to ask now a stira Beis Shammai on Beis Shammai. Break the mark. Sorry, Beis Shammai Birchas Hayoyim Adifa. Beis Shammai holds a Birchas Hayoyim, the meaning that you're supposed to say Mekadosh Shabbos first, and the Birchas Hayayim second. But Tanya bring a raya from a Braisa, which talks about Matzah Shabbos. Hanichlus the base of Matzah Shabbos, a person who comes into his house on Matzah Shabbos, Mvorach Hayayim, Val Hamo'er, Val Abisamen, Diyachkach, Oymer Havdala. So we have four things in a row. First you start off Yayin, then you have Mo'er, then Bisamen, and then Havdala. Okay, thinking back, how do we normally do it Matzah Shabbos? We make first a bracha, Boyer Priya Gofen, then we do Bisamen, and then Mo'er, and then Havdala. So this is almost the way we do it, except that we have a switch, we turn around here, the Mor and the Ptah. And the Braisa continues, in Engle Ela Koisecha, what happens if he only has one kos, and he wants to use his kos not only for Havdalah, but also for Malava Malka, he should wait until after Shemboseh. He should wait until after Muslim. He should go and leave that kos for after Muslim. What does he more mean? What he more means to say is, don't make Havdalah immediately. Rather, go and eat Malav Malka. And after Malav Malka is over, then you're going to go and bench Birchas Muslim. You'll have the benefit of the kos for Birchas Muslim, which you see is this Tana of this Braisa, which the Gemara assumes is Beis Shammai, holds that you're supposed to bench al hakos, so you have the benefit of the kos. And the mishal shalom, means like a shalshelis, like a piece of jewelry that the women have, a chain, that you put in the chain, link after link, will be after the mozing, you'll have the mo'or summon and the havdalah. Some of you are thinking to yourself, how can you go and eat before Havdalah? So that's the second choice to really ask that kasha. How is it possible? Anyway, so Toysa says at the end that the Tan of this Braisa, presumably Shammai, holds that Birchas Muslim to Unakos is so important that therefore, under those circumstances, you can be Toyim, you can eat before Havdalah if you only have one kos and you want to use that kos not only for Havdalah. When I say kos, you only have one kos of wine, and you can only, and you, this Tana holds it is very important to have a kos of bracha, to have a kos of yayin after benching. So therefore, you have no choice. You're going to have to hold on to the kos. You're going to have to hold on to Havdalah by eating first, make malamalka, after malamalka, you'll bench, and after benching, you'll finish off. That will be the yayin will be used both for the benching as well as for the Havdalah. And then you have the mor, the psalm, and the Havdalah. Okay. Very, very good. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, Bisham in our Mishnah holds. The Birchas Hayoyim is Adif. First make Kiddush. And then after that, say yayin, you say Mekadosh Shabbos. And only afterwards you say Boyer Priya Gofen. So the same thing should be applied Matzah Shabbos too. That first we should have to go and do Havdalah, because that's the Kiddush HaYard, so to speak. That's because of the new requirements of the day. And then Yayin at the end. Shouldn't it be the same, the parallel? Birchas HaYoyim Adifa from the Birchas HaYayin, Tzav Dolah should become the full Yayin. A good Tekashim. Frankie Mar, the whole cash is only based on this price is Beishamai, from Yimai to Beishamai, he's doing Beisilhi. Because after all, Beisil says in our Mishnah, which is our custom today, that we first make Boyer Pirik often, and then we say Kiddush. And so therefore maybe the same thing is over here too. Alayayin first, and at the end, he does the Havdolah. Boyer Pirik often, and in the end, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamad to Mikodesh Lecho. So, if it goes according to Beisil, you have no cash. It's more like Hokadaitis. Kone designed, and this goes according to Beisil, the Kone. Because the Brisa said, Aliyayim bal ha-mohor bal ha-psom. Mor v'yakach psom ha-man shabbos v'yisli ha-yisvar. Who's the one that holds that you do ner first and the psom second? That's the Beishamai. Desanya. Or Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in a Brisa, v'nechleku Beishamai v'yisil ha-mohor v'yisil. Both Beishamai and Beisil agree that when you have the order of four items meaning the regular three of Havdalah, which is the Yayin. Actually, every Havdalah actually has four. You have the Yayin, you have the Tzomim, you have the Hormar Reish, and then the Havdalah. Here we're saying, what happens if you are combining the Yayin, not only for purposes of the Havdalah, but also for purposes of either Shalashudis or Malav Malka? The previous price at the top, we had to talk about this, talking about Malav Malka, because there's a Nichus Rebeis and Motzei Shabbos. He's coming home Motzei Shabbos, so it's impossible to talk about Shalashudis. So the year could be either Shalashudis, L'chayra, or Malav Malka. Regardless, there's no Machlokes in Beishamai Yisrael and Mozin Shebetchila. First, you go and make the Mozin. Mozin means the Boyer Prigofen for the Bichas of Mozin at the beginning. V'alav Dolo Shebetchoyif, and then you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Malakeinu Melech Ha'olam, Amav Lebekodesh L'chol. Leave that for the end. Amanechleku, where's the machloikis? In the order between the mo'er and the psalm. So why does the Yehuda say loynechleku beshama beisil? Because the Yehuda is responding to our Mishnah. If you go back to our Mishnah for a moment, here on Nun Aleph Omer Beis, you go down the Mishnah roughly 6-7 lines. You see at the very end of the line it says beshamai. Now we start the new line, which are lines in number 7, Beishamai Oimrim, Ner Umozim Psamim Vahavdolah, Beishamai Oimrim Ner Umozim Mozim Vahavdolah. Oh, so there they're talking about a similar situation, and what does it say? It says that you have Ner first, Havdolah last. Beishamai says Ner first, Havdolah last. The only machloket between them is the order of the middle two, the Mozin and Psamim, where Amisha says, Beishamai says, Mozin and Echkach Psamim. Mozin means the Birchas HaYayin, which you're making on the Birchas of Mozin, and you're using that same Yayin for Havdalah. And Beisul says, Psamim and Mozin. First you make the Boyer and the Psamim, then you'll make the Boyer Prigofen on the Yayin. But both of them agree, Ner starts and Havdalah at the end. Machlek is more than some in the middle. Says Rabbi Yehuda back to our Braisa. No. That's not the Machlek. Everybody agrees Mozin Betchila. Not that Mozin is in the middle, either number two or number three, like it says in our Mishnah. Everybody agrees that Mozin is at the beginning. And everybody agrees that Havdalah is at the end. What's the Machlek? What's the order of the Ner and Sum? So our Mishnah said that both Beishamai Beisil agree that Ner is the very first one. No, says the Behuda, that's the Machlokes. Beishamai Omer Mo'or V'yachach Psamim. Ner and after that Psamim. Beisil Omer Psamim V'yachach Mo'or. Aha. So based on this Beishamai, the way the Behuda learns, it's crystal clear that Beishamai holds that Ner comes first and after that Mo'zoin. Beisil holds Psamim V'yachach Ner. So going back to the top Braisa, on line number 4, where it says, Al Hayayin, the Al Hamor of Al Psalmon. Oh, Ner comes before Psalmon. Who holds Ner the Akach Psalmon? That's Beishamai. Zoki Morris, who I have a clear raya that uprise on top is Beishamai, Habut Chastir, Beishamai, Beishamai. In our Mishnah it says that by Kiddush on Friday night, Beis Shammai says first the Yoin, which means Kiddush, and then the second one is the Boyer Pri Gavim. And here, on Motzei Shabbos, says Beis Shammai Pung Faket. How is it Pung Faket? It says Yayin first, and it says Havdalah all the way at the end. And don't tell me that writing goes according to Beis Hillel, because Rabbi Yehuda just explained Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel holds that it's Psamim V'yachkach Mo'ar. And here it says Mo'ar V'yachkach Psamim. Is the Chassim, and this is Beis Shammai, is the Chassira Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai. So see more what's right. We might be Beis Shammai, Valib and Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know this is Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda? Then with Beis Hillel, Valib and Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Meir, and that's the Beis Hillel of our Mishnah. What did Beis Hillel say in our Mishnah? Remember back on the Omid days, Beis Hillel said, Ner Upsamin Mozin Vavdola. Oh, Ner before Psamin. So maybe that's the price at the top, which we just quoted. Again, third line, fourth line. Mevorach Aleyayin Balam Mor Balam Psamin. That goes according to Beis Hillel, not according to Beis Shammai. Not Beis Hillel Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. That was crystal clear that Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda holds Psamin V'yachkach Mor. But maybe it's Beis Hillel Alibad Rabbi Meir that holds that Beis Hillel says Ner and then Psamin. And since Beis Hillel holds that by Kiddush you do Yayin V'yachkach Mekadosh Shabbos, so that's the price on the top. It's Beis Hillel, Alibad Rabbi Meir. Ner comes before Psamin, and Yayin comes before Avdalah, and everything is crystal clear, no kashes. Yet, it says in our Mishnah, and we're quoting again from our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Amrim, Ner Umazim Psamim Avdalah, Beis Hillel Amrim Ner Upsamim Mozim Avdalah. Okay. So what's Shver? Also the Brisa Tani, and that's how Brisa, remember we said at the end of the Brisa, the name was Ella, Kois Echas, you only have one Kois. May Nichol Yachar Amoz, and you leave it till after benching, and then that Kois is going to be number one. You're going to be Borach Al Hamozoin and Yayin all at once. Shalishkun Kul Yachar, the other three are going to go post that first one. Okay, so what's the problem? That Konizan that is going according to Beis Hillel, Alibad Rabbi Meir, because Beis Hillel said, Ner Upsamen Mozoin the Havdalah. Mozoin means that you're using the Yayin for benching, Shalashudis, for Malav Malka, but you're using it for Mozoin. So it should be number one. If that Brisa up above is Rabbi Meir, Alibad Beis Hillel, Alibad Rabbi Meir, that it shouldn't say Yayin. It shouldn't say that in Engli Ella Kois Echa Minichli Achra Mozoin Umishal Shlem Kulni Achra, which means Mozoin first, and then Mo'or Psamim and Havdalah, because Beis Hillel said Alibad Rabbi Meir, that in such a situation it's Ner Upsamim Mozoin the Havdalah. No. Kanoz Nizan Loit Beis Hillel. Muzasan Lechoyl Loit Beis Shammai. It can't be Beis Shammai Alibad Rabbi Meir, because Beis Shammai Kuntra Meir also holds Ner Mozoin Psamim V'Havdalah. And that's how Brisa says that you do Yayin first Al Hamozoin Umishal Shalom. Oh, but it could go according to Beis Shammai Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, what did Beis Shammai hold Kuntra Yehuda? Go back 10 lines from the top of the Amid. The sign you Rabbi Yehuda Leinechlik Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Al Mozoin Shebetchila. Mozoin always comes first. Havdalah comes at the end. The Beis Shammai says, Mor V'yachkach Psamim. Oh, so go back to the Brice on top. That's Mamish word for word. Beis Shammai Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. You start off Yayin first. And for that matter, if you're using the Yayin for Mozoin, Mozoin first, then Mo'or and Psamim V'yachkach Havdalah. So Simor Shmami no, Beis Shammai Hiv Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Based on the way we have posited, the way we have presented Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, and Alibad Rabbi Meir, the only possibility of the Tana of the price at the top is Rabbi Yehuda. And that is Beis Shammai, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. What does Beis Shammai hold Alibad Rabbi Yehuda? That Yayin comes first, and Avdalah comes at the end. Right, how could that be? After all, according to Beis Shammai, by Hilchos Shabbos, Kedushas HaYoyim comes first, Birchas Hayam, not Kedushas Hayam. Birchas Hayam comes first, and Yayin, Bari Pri Gavin, comes second. So just like by Kiddush, you do Birchas Hayam. You make the bracha which ends Mekadosh Shabbos, and then you do Bari Pri Gavin. The same thing should be by Abdallah. You should start off Amagav Ben Kodesh Lachol, and then end off at the end Bari Pri Gavin. So Timon Mekolka Mekashas. So therefore, I got a big stira between Shabbos and Batsa Shabbos. Every more the kasha nishkakasha kasar b'shamay shani iyuli yoyim miyafu ke yoyim. It depends whether you're talking about Friday night or you're talking about Moshe Shabbos. Iyuli yoyim kamedem agvin unlay or this on Friday night we want to start off Shabbos as soon as possible. That's why we make mekadosh Shabbos ASAP. What does it say in the Zmiras? Ma'achrim lotzeis min Shabbos umin mahadim lovoi. You want to make Shabbos as soon as possible. So as soon as you get home, after Shalom Aleichem, etc., then the first part of benching Mekadosh Shabbos, and after that you'll say Bari Pri Gavin. Afuki yoyim, however, letting Shabbos out, meaning Motzei Shabbos, when Shabbos is going away, kam nechinu li'odif, you want to leave Shabbos in place as long as possible. Ma'achrim lotzeis min Shabbos. You want Shabbos to be as late as possible. Carefully, she shouldn't appear to be like a big burden to us. In other words, we say in Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want to extend Shabbos yet another minute, and another minute, and another minute. So that's why we make Havdalah only at the very final end of the Havdalah, as opposed to making at the beginning of Havdalah, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Lakeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hamavdil, Kodesh Lachol, only at the very conclusion of Havdalah, so we have another half a minute, another 2 minutes of Shabbos. Okay, very good. Break the Morechan Noch HaKasha. The Sabri Beis Sham, Mahi Virchas, the Mazen Tuna Koyis. We said at the very top, remember back on that first Braisa that we began with, if you only have Koyis Echad, leave it until after Eat Malav Malka, make Havdolah after Malav Malka, and leave the Bari Pri Gavin for both Havdolah and for Virchas, the Mazen. Break the Morechan, the Sabri Sham, Virchas, the Mazen Tuna Koyis. Was it the Gantz Masa? What do I need to do all of that for? But so now we learned in the Mishnah, again back on the Amud Beis, Bolehen Yayin Li'achar Mazein. What happens if you have one cup of wine that comes after finishing eating your meal, before benching, you have a Yayin that came in, and an Einshem Elo Oisei Kos, and we only have one Kos, and I would like to use that Kos for two purposes. One, for drinking now post the meal, as we had earlier on in the Masechta, it was customary after they finished the meal, they would sit down and drink, and afterwards they would go and have the mugmar, so people would go and have nice scent, a nice smell of the incense. In fact, the person that they were mechabed to go and be moitzi everyone with the ayin was also the one that was mevarech al mugmar. You remember that before. So in Bazoi, so that's one reason for the kos. But I have another reason. I want to use the kos for kosher brucha after benching. Don't worry about it. You can go and bench, and you can go and use the yayin now, and then you'll bench later on. So Parshat Pshat is, Beishamai says, I'm not so makbid on being Mavarach HaKoyis. Even today, you have quite a few people, even on Shabbos, you have three people or more, they are not makbid to Mavarach HaKoyis. That when they finish benching, when they're about to bench on Shabbos, they have three or more for Zimun, and they bench without a kos. Well, almost, in throughout the week, almost everybody is not makbid, and Shabbos is already different than Hagim. Especially among Chassidim, they were very makbid always to go Mevorach on a kos, but many others are not so makbid. So Beis Shammai says, there's no hakpad over here. If you only have one kos of yain, drink it up, make a bracha, very big off, and drink it, and then afterwards you'll go and bench. And if that's the case, why does it say the bright at the very top? Why? Beishami should go and say, you only have kois echad. New drink. Go and use it for havdalah. And if you have no other kois for benching, so you won't have another kois for benching. It's a chastira vayitza beishamai am beishamai. Every more like, the mavorech lavei u'manach lei. When Beis Shammai said, Mavorech ala yayin v'yakach, Mavorech ala mozayin, he didn't mean make a broch ala yayin and drink it. He meant make a broch ala yayin and now bench. And after benching is over, then you go and drink it. It's a pretty big hafsaka. But remember, this is not that difficult to understand because, for instance, by Havdalah, We start off by a Pri Gofen, and then we have the Psalm, and then we have the Ner, and then we have the Avdol, and only after that do you drink it. What happens if you have 100 people that want to smell the Psalm, and 50 people that want to go and see the Ner with their hands? It can take a while from after Bayer Pri Gofen until the person finally drinks it. Always under the chuppah, the first bracha of the Sheva brachas is Bayer Pri Gofen. And then you have, you know, in order, you have Shaku Baruch Moidi, Yaita Adam, Ashi Yotzar, Soistosis, Meach Tesamach, Bracha Chritza. Till all of the people come up, that could be longer than a Gamsa benching, and after that you drink. So you see, you can have something after the bracha. So take tomorrow. My lab, so Lloyd Mavorich Alem Manachle. It's talking about that he was Mavorich on the Yayin after the Mazoin, after the Suda, but he didn't drink it, he just made the bracha. And after that we go on bench, and after the benching he should go and drink. A person who makes the bracha, he has to go and be toyim. The Gemara is learning that in the sense of don't make unnecessary hafsokos. So you're going to tell me, yeah, but didn't you just give me an example by the Havdalah and by the Sheva brachas? Yeah, but here the special din is the Chachamu Mesakin, that you should make Havdalah ala kois, you should have the Sheva brachas ala kois. So that's part and parcel of the whole quote-unquote ceremony. Over here, the person could go and drink the whole kois before the benching, or for that matter, wait until after the benching. But why should he go make a bracha before benching? Have they gone to Hefzik and then only drink afterwards? And we're going to Shia time. So shouldn't you be Torah immediately instead of having the lengthy benching in between? So it's more the Torah like, oh, no problem. What he could do is he can make a bracha very often, take a sip, and he'll leave the rest for benching, and he'll bench afterwards a la carte. If you sip it, then it becomes pogum, and you cannot use it anymore for benching, for kosher bracha. Sitamatonga means he pours over a drop onto his hands and he drinks it with his hands, and it's by taking it with a spoon, so to speak, without drinking it directly, so it doesn't become pog. That's the more great Gemara. Vomamar, Koisho Bracha Terech Shiur. Every Koisho Bracha requires a shiur. Vokapachas, then a shiur. If he's going to pour a little bit off, then it's going to be missing its shiur. The Gemara is enough with Kaitrei Mishiur. He had enough. He had a very large cuss with a large shear originally, or he had a small cuss but he has still a drop of wine left in the bottle, so to speak. So Nishka Pavlein, he can always fill it up because there was plenty to start off with, and now if he drinks a little bit, if he's starting a little bit, if he pours a drop on his hand, no problem, he still have more than the shear. What did it say in the Brisa, in the Mishnah that we just quoted? Says in the Mishnah of Atanan, Bolem Yayin Lachar Mozinim Ein Shom Ela Oisei Kois. So you only have one kois. What are you telling me, that you have extra wine? So this is Mishve. Trei Lehava. Umichad Nofish. What the Mishnah meant to say is you don't have enough for two full koises, but you have one plus. Aha. And so therefore that plus, even though if you pour off a drop and you put it into your hand, you take it in a spoon, you drink it, there's still enough for the shear for benching. Vedim Ovatani, Reb Chia. Oh, this is very, very clear. Beishami says if you only have one cup of wine, drink, make a bracha on the wine, drink it up, and then after that be mavorach birchas amazin without any wine whatsoever. So I see that according to this braisa, Beishami is not makpid at all on benching al hakos. If he's not makpid, then why does the braisa say to him, Emli ela kois echad? Don't go and make Havdalah yet. Eat the Gamsa Malav Malka for an hour, and after Malav Malka go and sing Zmiris and say Taira, and Ubdis of Tzadikim, and then when you're finished, now you're going to go make Havdalah together with benching, so you have benching ala kos. You just told me you couldn't trip here. Beishami holds you don't even have to bench ala kos. Like it says in the Mishnah, if you only have one kos of Yayin Achar HaMazin, make a bracha, and Reb Chiya says, and drink it up, and then you'll bench without a cup. The Torah says, no, leave the Beishamai. Obviously, there's a machlokes, according to me, the Beishamai, whether the Beishamai was makbid on a bruch ala kois or not. Says the benching ala kois. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Beishamai Omer. What does it say in the Mishnah? That now we're about to start the Seudah, And Beis Shammai says, take a look back at the Mishnah here for a moment, third line. Beis Shammai, first you should go and wash your hands. Biakach moizes the kos, and then you go and pour the kos for wine. This is lav dafka talking about on Shabbos for Kiddush. It's talking about during the week as well, where they're going to drink wine at the beginning of the meal. So, first thing you should do is you go and wash your hands. After you wash your hands, then go and drink the cup. Well, Beisul says, no, moistens the cup first, go and pour the wine, and presumably and drink it. The Yaakov lets me die, then you go and wash your hands for ha moistens. So, Rabbi Shammai holds, you wash your hands for a moitzi, and before you make a moitzi, go and drink the cup. Of course, make a broch on the cup. And after that, you're going to go and make a moitzi on the challah, on the bread. If I'm not mistaken, I'm told that this is a minig among the Deitcher, among the Yekkes, even today, that on Shabbos, they first wash their hands, Amatila Sidoyim, then they go and make Kiddush, and after the Kiddush, they go and make Hamoitzi. So that's basically like what Shammai says, Noit Me Yodayim, Viachach Moitzi Tzakos, but Bisul says, No Moitzi Tzakos, Viachach Noit Me Yodayim. Anyone wants to know what's the basis of Machloikis, and we'll see that it's all based on a chashash of potential tumah. Asher Rabbanon, Berachato Avinoi, Riheini Melech Hu'olam, Shehakol Nihiyah Bidvarah. So, Kimar, Veshami Omrin, Lekmi Yidem Yaka, Moizim Sekos. Shem Ata Oimer, Moizim Sekos Tchela. What happens if you're going to go and pour the kos first? Gzeira Shem Yitmu, Shem Yitamu, Mashkin Shachoy Rehakoyis Machmas Yodov V'yachsul V'yitamu Es HaKos. What's the concern over here? You should go and pour the kos first. I'm sorry, Beis Shammai says go and wash your hands first. Because if you're going to go and pour the kos first, you know what might happen? Zeir Shem Yitamu Mashkin Shachoy Rehakoyis Machmas Yodov Stam Yodayim are Shnir Sein. The Chumam made a Yizera that if a person is walking around and doing whatever he's doing, I'm afraid that by accident he may have touched a davar tamei without even realizing it. So stam yadayim shniyos, and automatically yadayim have a din of shniyos, and that's the reason why you have to go and wash them before you eat to take away that tumah. That's the type of tumah that requires a mikveh. It's only a tumah b'drabanan. The tumah d'rabanan is you have to go and wash your hands. So it says Beis Shammai, wash your hands first. Why? Because if you're not going to wash your hands first, but you're going to go and pour the kos first, what may happen is that there's going to be, when you poured the wine, or when you were drinking the wine, there might be some wine that went over the side, and therefore you're going to have wine on the outside of the kos. If you didn't wash your hands, that mashkin, that wine, is now going to become tamei machmas yodav. As a result of his hands, because his hands have a din of shniyos. And that din of shniyos is sheni, he's going to touch that mashka, and that mashka is now going to become, menatoyra should become a shlishi, however, because of the fact that there's a special din midrabon of mashkin, in the middle of the shiur. Is a special din of mashkin. The mashkin becomes nehapach midrabanan from whatever it would have become to a rishon. If you want to look at the Rashi, Rashi uses tells us why. Rashi in the middle of the Yomid, gzeira shem yitamu mashkin shenoplu b'achori hakoyis machmas yudayim. Maybe the mashkin that fell out on the outside of the kos is going to become tamei because of yudayim. Now we learn in the Mishnah itself is para. Kala poisul etz hatruma. Whatever passes truma, that means whenever you have a sheni, because a sheni with truma cannot be poisel chulin, because chulin ends with a sheni, but it can passel truma. Passel means it's going to cause a shlishi, but that shlishi cannot transmit further. That's why it's called poisel. So kol poisel is truma. Whenever you see the words kol poisel is truma, that means when you have a sheni with truma, the tam and mashkin yoy tchila, when it touches mashkin, those mashkin don't become a shlishi. They don't become a sheni, but they become a tchila, they become a rishon. What's the reason why they become a rishon? Rashi brings later on, it's midrabanan, And the reason is because of what we call mayonis, or mashkim of zav v'zava. What happens if you have a zav, or a zava, and they have spittle? They spit out some reik, some saliva. Or for that matter, if they have meimei raglayim, if they have urine. So those mashkim of the zav and zava, they have a din of an avatama. Because it's as if you're touching the zav or zava themselves, you're touching their body liquids, the reik meimei raglayim. Because that, the Chum said, you know what? Every time a mashke becomes tamei, we're going to give it a din of a reshine, just like the zavzav. Actually, zavzav are avoysatama, and they're avoysatama, that's an avatama. But the Chum said, we're going to go and see that all mashkin will have a din of a reshine. Anyway, so what happens, once again, so let's not get sidetracked. Says Beishamai, make sure to wash your hands first, because if you're going to start off with the kois is going to have perhaps some mashkin on the outside. That mashkin on the outside so far is tahor, no problem. But when the person is going to touch the kos, he may touch the mashkin outside the kos. That mashkin is now going to become a rishon. That rishon is now going to go viyachsiru viyitamas the kos. It's going to be mitamas the kos. So what's happened as a result is your kos is now going to become tamei. And Beishamai holds, as we'll see on the Omid days, that you're not allowed to go and drink from a kos tamei. Again, let's see quickly. Beishamai Omid Le'ri Dan Yachar Moises Akos. She'im Ata Oim Moises Akos Chila. If you're going to go and pour the kos first, Gzeira is Gzeira Shem Yitamu Mashke Shechor Yakos. Machmas Yodot. If there's wine or any type of beverage that has gone over the side of the kos, and you are touching it, that kos, that mashkin is going to become tamei, machmas yodayim. That mashkin is now going to have a din of a rishon l'tuma. The yachsav yitamas the kos is going to cause the kos to become tamei. And Beishamai says you're now going to use the kos tamei, as we'll see on the Amud Beis. V'etimor v'tamei yodayim l'kos. What do you have to talk about the mashkin? Why don't you talk about the fact that the yodayim are shniyos, and they're going to be tamei the kos? Since we're talking about chulim, we're not talking about truma, so by definition, the yadayim cannot be metayim, they cannot go and be metame the kot. Elay be mashkin, but mashkin can bechio. How would it work, I say mashkin? Like we just said, that the yadayim touches the mashkin now becomes nepach to a tchila, to a rishon, and as a rishon, it can go and be metame the kot. They still omen just the opposite. Most of the kot first go and pour the kot. The yachav may be in dime, then go wash your hands. Why? If you're going to say wash your hands first, as we'll see in the Amud Beis, Beis Hill disagrees with Beis Shammai, and he holds that you can use a kois tamei when you're drinking a beverage. You can. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to use a kois tamei, and that was the whole chash according to Beis Shammai, that the kos is going to become tamei if you don't wash your hands. Beis Hillel says, no, you're allowed to use a kos tamei. And therefore, says Beis Hillel, that's why you should first go and drink the kos. And then you should go and look for yadayim. Shem'ata oim and look for yadayim. If you say, go and wash your hands first, you know what's going to happen? Then, maybe, shem'ata oim and look for yadayim tchilo. Gzeir shem yitamu mashke should be yadayim. What might happen is he doesn't wipe his hands effectively. His hands will still be wet. And that wetness, that water on his hands, are going to become tamei machmas akos. Because we said according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use a kos tamei. And now that kos, which is tamei, which is going to be metamei now the mashkin are now going to have a din again of a tchila, the yachsav yitamos yadayim, and now they're going to go and be metamei yadayim, and cause his hands to become tamei. And if his hands are going to become tamei, all the food that he's going to touch is going to become tamei. Great Gemara, no. The nitni kois liyadayim. Why do I have to talk about the fact that his hands have water on them? And the water is going to go and touch the kos. And then the water is going to become tamei. And then the water is going to be tamei liyadayim. Why don't you simply say that the kos is tamei? The kos is going to be tamei liyadayim. It's my inkli mitamei odom. No such thing as a kli being mitamei odom. So it has to be through that middle. That middle mechanic of having, middle transmitter of having the water in between. According to Beisul, if you're allowed to use a kois tamei, then all the mashkin inside the kois should become tamei. And that would really be a no-no. We don't want that the mashkin inside the kois to be tamei. And Gemara Hachem Beklisha, Nitmu Achoidu Ben Mashkin Askina. The Toichai Toho, the Gabai Tamei. Talking about a situation where the Kli was Nitmu Achoidu Ben Mashkin, meaning only the outside of the Kli was Tamei, but the inside of the Kli was Tohar. Now, how is that possible? Normally, if a Kli becomes Tamei, for instance, through touching a dead sheret, or touching an Avela, then everything becomes Tamei, the Kli and everything in it. Oh, it's talking about that the Kli became Tamei not through a sheretz or through an Avela. Kli shenitmu achoyda b'mashkin askinan. That you had water that was Tamei, some sort of mashka, water, wine, whatever, one of the seven machshirim, became Tamei. And we just said now because of the gezeira of mayonis of mashkin, of zav and zova, it all is the din of nepach liyos tchila, becomes a rishai. But it's only a Rishon Midrabanan. And therefore the same Chacham that said that it has a din of Toma, said it's only Metame, the outside, not the inside. Not like we learned in the Mishnah, final line on the Yomid. Kli Shnitmu Achreira Ben Mashkin. If how did the Kli become Tomei from the outside because of the Mashkin Tomeim? Only Achreira Tomeim onto the Yomid base. Toicha, the Oidnei, the Oznei, the Yadavata Hoirin, however, every other part of this kli is tohar. The toichai, the inside, the oidnoi, the rim, the oznoi, if it has such a loop that you can go and hang it up on a hook, the yodav, if it has a handle, all of that is tohar. However, nitma toichai, the inside becomes tamei, nitma kuli, the whole thing becomes tamei. So to you more of Mike and Miflegi, what's the basis of the machloek between Beishamai and Beisil? So remember, according to Beishamai, go and wash your hands first. Why? Because you're using a kois which is tahar, and I'm afraid that if you're going to go and be moizig first, you're going to touch the mashkin that spilled over. Your hands are going to become now tamei. Why the hands are going to become tamei now? Because the hands touched the mashkin sh'achoyrei hakos, and the hands were tamei all along because they are shniyos, so the hands are going to be metame the kos. The kos until now was tohar, but as a result of the fact that your hands are tamei, if they were to touch the mashkin shachoyri hakos, any mashkin that went over the side, that mashkin is going to become tamei from the hands, then that water is going to be now nepach, or that wine is going to be nepach to a rishon, it's going to be metame the kos. So I'm concerned, cost, it shouldn't become tamei. Beisil starts the other way around. Beisil says you can use a cost which is tamei, and make sure that you don't wash your hands first, because if you wash your hands first, your hands may still be wet, and if they're going to be wet, they're going to go and touch the cost, then that water is going to become tamei. The water is going to be metame the yadayim. Ooh, and then the yadayim is going to be tamei, the whole suda. So therefore, go and drink first, and wash second. So comes choiz is a machlok between Bisham and Beisil about the status of the kos. Zozotimah the Michael is okay. Bisham is sabi also lishtamesh the kli shenitmu achoyda the mashkin to zeimishem the toifet. Don't use a kli that is tamei, even though it's only tamei from the outside because it became tamei of the mashkin. But don't use that kli, because if you do, I'm concerned about zeimishem the toifet, because some of the wine inside the kli, or some of the beverage, may spill out, and it sort of means that it's going to splash or splatter, drops. And what's the issue then? Then if water goes over the side, and it's going to become tamei, it's not going to be tamei, though your dayim is going to be metamei, the foods and all the rest. So therefore don't use a kois which is tamei. And Rashi says that if the kois is tamei, and now you have some mashkin that has come out on the side, even though you've washed your hands already before, for instance, like Beisul says, or I'm sorry, like Beishamai says that you're supposed to wash your hands at the outset, so even though you've washed your hands, if you're going to start off with the kois, which is tamei, and there are going to be nitzoytis, droppings, that are going to fall from the side, from the kos, and then I'm going to touch those droplets. Those droplets have become tamei because the curse was tamei. And now those droplets are going to have a din of a rishon because it becomes nepach to a tchila. And that's going to be mitam my hand. And oi, bye, 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 bye. That's why Bishamli says, don't use awesomely shamish beklish and nitma chayr bemashkin. Because they should be soy soy. It's going to be mitam in my hand. So like, let me give Hashem mitam on mashkin should be zayin bekos. And Bishamli says, I'm not concerned about being going there. Maybe if I wash my hands first, that there's going to be some water on my yadayim. And then what's going to happen is that water is going to become tamei b'kois. It's not going to become tamei b'kois. Because since I'm starting to use a kois tohar in the first place, I don't have Beis Hillel's concern. What was Beis Hillel's concern? Beis Hillel's concern was that make sure to go and first drink and then wash your hands. Because you're going to wash your hands first. There might be some mashkin on the adayim, and those mashkin should be adayim. They're going to go and touch the kos, and they're going to become tamei, and they're going to become betamei the adayim. That's not a problem according to Beishami, because Beishami says you never start off with a kois tamei, you always start off with a kois tohar. So Beishami is addressing Beis Hillel's concern. He said, but like, don't worry about Shemi Tamei, how mashkin should be adayim, because the kois that we're going to start off with is a tohar kois, because also Beishami, they clean tamei. You are allowed to use a kli tamei, and therefore, what about the shamay's concerns that there'll be nitzoytis falling over the side, and those nitzoytis are going to touch the kos, they're going to become tamei, and then it's going to be nepach to a tchila, and then that's going to be metama di adayim. So they say, nitzoytis b'shchicha, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about the droppings over the side. What I am concerned is that if I'm going to wash my hands first, like the Shammai said, then I might still have drops of water still on the hands, which I have not effectively wiped, and they're going to go and touch the kos, and the kos is tamei, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use a tamei dikka kos, and so therefore, that's why I tell you, Beis Shammai, to not wash your hands first, but rather drink first. It's important that after you wash your hands, you should go make a moitzi. Don't have this hefsik of drinking the wine in between. Being moizig the wine and drinking the wine. How does Zavaracha get into this after all? We're talking about Tumah v'Tahara. And now Beis Hillel introduces his takeif when it sees Yadayim Suza. According to you, the Amrisu also l'shtamish b'klisha achayim nitzvayim tameiim. You that hold that you cannot go and use a kois which is tamei because you're mishum of the sorry, because you're afraid that the droplets are going to come over the side. They're going to be mitamei the yadayim. To l'hachi, don't worry about that. Even if you do have that gzeira ho adifa, it's still better to go and drink first and wash your hands second before hamoitzi. Take a bitzidayim suda, because right after you wash, you should go and make hamoitzi as opposed to drinking the wine. L'choira, when it says take a bitzidayim suda, why didn't the Gemara list this back on Daf Mem Beis when we said that the three takeif? What were the three takeif? Takeif the smicha shchita, takeif the geula tzila, takeif the bitzidayim bracha. I was talking about the Tzias Yadayim was the Mayim Achroinim and the Birchas Amazayim. Why didn't we put in Teikif and the Tzias Yadayim Suda? The top choices ask that kasha, and the choices says because it's a Befeirish Abraitza, which we just learned now, which we were just quoting. So I'm going to write to Rishami Om Mekaneach. What does it say in the Mishnah? That when you wipe your hands and you have now the wet mappa, what should you do with that mappa? Rishami says you should take that mappa and you should go and put it on the Shulchan. And Beis Hillel says you should take the wet mappa and put it on the kesis. Kesis is the pillow, in other words, your chair, wherever you're sitting, or you're lying. It's on Rabbanu Beis Shammai, Oim Mekaneach Yudah B'mappa, Menich Al HaShulchan, go and put on the table. Shemata Oim Al HaKesis. If you say put it on the cushion in back of you, or what you're sitting on, Zeh B'Shem Yitmu, Maskin Shiva Mappa, Machmas HaKesis. The kesis itself might be Tamei, and it's going to be Metameh the Maskin inside the mappa. B'yech Tzvi Tamei Yadayim. And guess what happens when you're going to continue using the mappa throughout the meal? Remember, they didn't have paper napkins like they have today. So they used to continue using that mappa throughout the meal to wipe their hands, wipe their face, whatever. You know what's going to happen? if there's going to be any wetness, any moisture left in the matzah, and that moisture is going to go and touch the ketes. The ketes itself might have been tamei, and now it's going to go be actually tamei. So time it's going to go and be metame that mashke in the matzah. The mashke in the matzah is going to be nepach to be a tchila. It's going to go and be metame the yadayim. It's going to be yadayim shniyot. Therefore, says Beishamai, you know what? Put it on the shulchan so we don't have the problem of touching the ketes. And maybe the shulchan is tamei. As we'll see in a moment, Beishami holds that you're not allowed to go and use a shulchan which is tamei. So this is very similar to the Beishami at the top that says you're not allowed to use a kois tamei. Beishami says you're not allowed to go and eat on a shulchan tamei. Why am I not concerned that the kesis is going to be in the tamei, the mappa directly, even if there is no moisture in the mappa? Why do I have to say the kesis is going to be in the tamei, the water, in the water, in the mappa, then the mappa can be tamei? Let the kesis and the tam and the mappa directly. So they want in kli, metam, me kli. Because the kesis is a kli and the mappa is a kli. One kli cannot be metam and the other kli. Let us say that the person who's sitting on the kesis is going to be metam and the adai and going to be metam and the gabra. It's more in kli, metam, me odam. A kli can be metam and odam. So it has to be that the kli is metam the water in the mappa, and then the mappa is going to be metam the adai. Go and put the mappa on the cushion. You can put it on the shulchan. The shulchan itself might be tamei. And the shulchan therefore is going to be metama the water inside the mappa. And now that water in the mappa is going to go and touch food on the table. And those oichlin are going to become tamei because the mashkin inside the mappa is nepach to eivrish, right? And the Rishon will tell me all the oichlin on the table. Thank you, Mara. What do I have to worry about the mappa and the water? If you're putting oichlin on the table, the shulchan will tell me the oichlin. The shulchan didn't have a din of a Rishon, it was a Shein in the Tumah. As we know, by Chulin, the buck stops after Sheini. So if the table is a Sheini, you can't make anything further Tumah. So that's why it has to be only through the mashkin, that is, if he puts the towel on the table with the mashkin. So my commissioner, what's the machlek? Is Bishami Savi also Ishtamish Bishulchan Sheni? You cannot use a Shulchan Sheni. Zayn Bisham Oichle Truma, because even though you're using it today for Chulin, maybe tomorrow you're going to use this same table by accident for Ma'acholim or for people that are eating Truma. And guess what happens? Then the truma is going to become tamei, because a sheni is metame shlishi by truma. Therefore, don't use a shulchan. Since Beishami holds you don't use a shulchan, you don't have a problem with leaving the towel on the table, even though the towel may be wet, and the wetness is going to go and touch the shulchan. Big deal, the shulchan is tahar. What about oichle truma? Oichle truma is reason hang. The kahanim that eat truma, they will be zoriz, which means they are not going to use a shulchan sheni for truma. So be careful each time they eat truma to use a good shulchan, which is not tamei. There's no din of nitzil yadayim for truma for chulin minatayr. Thank you, my dovrache. What is this dovrache? Ochi kamu beitul beishamay. Chitay v'maishna gabi oichum v'chayshina maishna gabi yadayim v'loy chayshina. You may be wondering, beishamay, how come I, Beitilu, are concerned about oichlin, meaning don't put the towel on the table because then the shulchan, if it's a sheni, it's going to make the water inside the mappa into a tchila, and that water is going to go and touch oichlin. I'm concerned about that. Why am I not concerned about Beishamai's concern that if you're going to put the towel on the keseth, then the water in the kesef is going to become tamei, it's going to be metamei es hayadayim? Dr. Beitilu, the reason why I'm more worried about oichlin and not about yadayim, v'richashinan, ma'ishna gabidan v'richashinan, because after l'hochi ha'adifa, they need to sit down, l'chul min ha'toyra, motiv shi'itam v'yadayim, v'lech l'chik min ha'midir ha'isa, v'yitam ha'oichlin is l'chik min ha'isa. Yadayim on their own cannot become tamei min ha'toyra. A person can become tamei, for sure. Person such as an avela, person such as a dead sheret, etc. Of course, a person can be, but yadayim on their own cannot become tummy. That's impossible. But oichlin, of course, can become tummy. The whole din of tumas oichlin is minat oira. If that's the case, Dr. Gemara, that's why I, Beisil, I'm more concerned about Oichon becoming Tamei than the Yadayim becoming Tamei. That's why I say, better put the wet mappa on the Kesses. Worst comes to worst, Yadayim will become Tamei. But that's only the Rabbanan, rather than putting the wet mappa on the table, which might cause the Oichon becoming Tamei, and that's where the Yatumma Min Hatar. Okay. Somewhat of a challenge going to Tumma Tahara. From here on, it's much simpler. It says in the Mishnah, Machmei Bitim Meshamei Beit Tehu. It's at the end of the meal, and we want to do now Mayim Achroinim. What should we do first? Should we first clean up the table or clean up the floor from any pirulin, from any crumbs, and then do Netilas Yadayim? Or can we do Netilas Yadayim, Mayim Achroinim, even if they're pirulin on the table or on the floor? Is what you want. Turn about. Meshamei Mechabdu Sabai. First, sweep away the house, meaning sweep the floor or sweep the table from any crumbs. Yakach not Yadayim, then go do Netilas Yadayim, meaning Mayim Achroinim. If you're going to do first, some of that water might get onto the pirurin, and then you're going to be mafsed to them. You have a problem of paltashchus. Okay, so the Bach takes out the next line. Blah, 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 blah. Through pirurin, he takes out. I don't have that problem. Remember, what does Beit Tzil hold? Beit Tzil holds that you can wash your hands first and not worry about the mechaber sabai. Says Beisul, I'll tell you why. Because the Misham is Tamad Chochamu. If your waiter is a Tamad Chocham, he knows that at the end of the meal, Noito Pirurim Shiesh Ben Kazayis, and take away the larger pieces of bread or of crumbs. When you put in Shiesh Ben Kazayis, leave over the small little crumbalach, which are less than a Kazayis, and there's no din about Tashkis because they are so insignificant. So that's why Beisul says you can go and wash your hands first. If you have small crumbs, it's less than a kazayis. You don't have to worry about being ma'abed them. There's no din about tashkis. When you hire a waiter, make sure that the waiter is a talmid chacham. He knows to take away the big pirurin and only to leave over the small little crumbs, which are less than a kazayis. So you can go and do mayim achroinim first. You can use a waiter who's an amoret, and therefore he might leave over some pirurin shiyesh ben kazayis, and I have a problem of baltashkas. Against beishamay bar meho. Talochi beishamay here, I learn like a pasuk like beishamay azvas, go and be mechaber the bayis first, make sure there are no pirurin, so I don't come to a problem of baltashkas, and obviously he holds that you can hire a shamus amaoras, and therefore you don't have that protection of Beisu that you are talking about a shamus tamat chacham. But Rav Yishia mafli ibchar. Rav Yishia says you don't have to say this is a rare case where you paskan like Beishamai against Beisu. He learned the machloek is a mishra just the other way around. As was the Beisu holds mechabden as abayis the yachach noitun liyadayim and bohanami halach ki Beisu. Once you switch them around, we paskan like Beisu in this case. As well, that first go and sweep away, and then do nitiyah sidayim, you do man chay. Okay, back to Mishnah. Bishami omer ner umozlein. Okay, this is really a chazor what we had on the omer aleph. Remember, we had in the Mishnah a machlokes between Bishami and Beisil according to Reb Meir. What did it say in the Mishnah? Go back to nun aleph omer beis in the middle of the Mishnah. Bishami says ner umozlein psamim v'abdola. Beisul says, ner psamim mozin v'havdolah. They both agree, ner at the outset, havdolah at the end. The machlokes is only mozin and psamim. But everybody holds ner first. Everybody holds ner first. Sokhi yimah Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla bei Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda came to the home of Rava, chazin the Rava, the borich absamim bereisha. He saw Rava making a broch absamim first. Amalei, he said, I don't know what's going on over here. There's no machloikis regabe the psamim and the ner. Tisnan, right? Instead of the sign, you say tisnan, no? Ches tisnan, like it says in our Mishnah. Beishami omim neru mozim psam vavdala. Beishul omim neru psamim mozim vavdala. Everybody agrees that you do ner first. And yet, Rava did the psamim first. Honi Rava Basrei. Rava said, you forgot the omid aleph. Zudi Rameir, the Mishnah is talking about a little bit of Rameir. Avar Yehuda, Oimer Yehuda says, when Echlaku Beisham Beisil, Allah Mozin Shubat Chila. Said Rabbi Yehuda, Beishami Beisil have no machloikis agabe, the more than comes first. The Abdullah comes at the end. The order of the Nair and Psalm. Shebishami Om Alamor Viachach Psalm first more. Beisil Om and Psalm Viachach more Psalm comes first. And Beim Rabbi Yochanan Nogo Am Ki Beisil, we pass can like this Beisil Alibe de Rabbi Yehuda that Psalm is first. Alibe de Yehuda, and that's the reason why I, Rava, fear the like of Yochanan, who fears the like Beisil, Alib of Yehuda, and that's why we do Psalm first, the Achikah Ne. Okay, one final shtickle, Rabbi Sai. We had a machlokes what the text, the Nusach HaBracha of the Ner is. So we had in the Mishnah, again, middle of the Mishnah, Beishami Omam Shebora Mo'oir Ho'esh. Beisil says, Boire Mi'oire Ho'esh. So I have a double machlokes. Beishami says, Bora. Beisil says, Boire. Beishami says Mo'oir, which is Loshin Yochid, and Beisil says Mo'oirei, which is Loshin Rabban. The Gemara first focuses on the Machloikis, the Bor and the Bo'irei, on the Rab. Back to the Gemara, second wide line. The Bor Kol Yamalei Pligi, the Bor Machla. Everybody agrees the Bor is passed. Oh, what's so important that it has to be passed? Rashi explains that the reason why Matzah Shabbos, why do we go and say a Bracha on Ner? After all, throughout the week, whenever we light a candle, or whenever we turn on the light, why don't we make a bracha boyim yoyoyish? Just like throughout the week, if you drink wine, every time you drink, you make a boyim priyagofen. Every time that you smell psalm throughout the week, you make a boyim yinim somebody. I say psalm, you make a bracha. Whenever you light a candle throughout the week, why don't you go and make a boyim yoyoyish? And the answer is that the reason why we do it on Matzah Shabbos, says Rashi, because this is referring back to Odom Harishon, that Odom Harishon on Matzah Shabbos, he lit a fire, and he said, oh, Baruch Hashem, there's light, etc. Everybody knows the famous Chazal. Since he lit the first light on Matzah Shabbos, so we remember Shebora, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire the first time on Matzah Shabbos, back some 5,780 years ago. So you should use the Lashon of Bora. Bora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Eish, back on that first Matzah Shabbos. Is Omer Rava b'Bara Kol Yamalei Pligi de Bara Masha. The word Bara certainly works. Bara is the past. Ki Pligi de Boire. Boire sounds like it's present. Beishami Savi Boire is the awesome Mizra. It means present and future, but not past. So don't say, I thank you Hashem for creating the fire 5,000 years ago. It's not true. The word Boire means you're creating now or in the future. Beisul Savi Boire Nami de Bara Masha. Beisul says, I disagree with you. Beishamai, the word boire also could be understood as past. Masa Rav Yosef, I have three psuk in a row. Yoytze Ora Boire Choshev, Kosh Baruch Hu created the light, and he created the dark. Yoytze Ora Kosh Baruch Hu created the mountains, Uvei Ruach, and he created the Ruach and the wind. Kosh Baruch Hu created Boire HaShemayim, the Noitayim. So what do I see clearly? Kosh Baruch Hu is not creating today the Shemayim, Hashem created the Shemayim Boret, in Chesed Yimei Bereishis. So I see that boire means boro. Elam Rav Yosef, the boro, u boire kuyam le fligi, the boro masha. Everybody agrees, you could be yoitze with either boro or boire. No difference, both of them mean, in good old days, it could have also created, therefore boro and boire the same. So what's the machoik in fligi? Bin ma'oir u ma'oire, ah. Veshami savi chod in ma'oire ikka benura. If you look at your candle, you only see one light comes out of the candle. No, you have many flames coming out of the candle. To look at the Rashi says, Harbim Ma'oirois, that's six lines from the bottom, Shal Heves. Whenever you have a flame, it's Aduma, you see it's red, Levon, it's white, Yerachroikis, it's green. So there's the multiple colors in the fire. Tanya Mehochi, Amul Hamitil, Veshamai, Harbim Ma'oirois, Yishba'or, the many different colors of the flame inside the fire, and that's why we make Boire Ma'oirei Huesh, and not Boire Mo'or Ho'esh. And perhaps that's one of the makoyos for the reason why we have the Havdalah Kavuka with multiple candles, because it has Boire Mo'orei Ho'esh. Just a short word from the Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. As you know, there's a famous Gemara where the Gemara asks, Shteitzach and Bosik Leisavaro, Eish B'chol Moshvesechem B'yoyim HaShabbos. Don't make a fire in your homes on Shabbos. Say the Gemara, after all, Havora is one of the Lama Ses Malachis. What do I have to have a special pasuk? Simon says, either Havora lechalik yotzis, or lelaviyotis. The chalik to tell you that your uyiv and hilchah Shabbos, even if you only do one amalach, you don't have to do all 39. Or lechalik yotis, that it doesn't have a din of skila, but rather in nefkares, if you do it without hasra, but rather it only has a din of a lav. It's a lav. Not lechalik, lelaviyotis. It's a lav. Is Dr. Yimara, Dr. Yonison, I have another reason why there's a specialist of Aroesh. Because when we say when we make Kiddush, as well as in the Aseres HaDibros, what's the reason why we're not allowed to do Zochot Shem HaShabbos HaKadshoi? Why do you have to go and be Shem HaShabbos? Because the Kiddush Baruch Hu created heaven and earth for 6 days. That's why Kiddush Baruch Hu says, you got to do the same thing that worked for 6 days, and the seventh day you got to rest from all the malachis that you did during those 6 days. But did you do Havara? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Havara during the 6 days? No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Havara for the first time Matzah Shabbos after the 6 days. So Kedai Tachamina, then it should not be included in the Lamed Tes Malachis, because it wasn't one of the Kishetis Yom Osa Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not use the Malach of Havara during the 6 days. Oh! So I have a separate pasuk, that don't do here. And that's the reason why Matzah Shabbos is to remember Odom Arishon. He was the first one that lit the fire after Shabbos. Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody. Say to be continued tomorrow, as I mentioned.